I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor Jared Polis has created another Office of State Government. As 91.5 KRCC's Scott Franz reports, this one will help workers adapt to a changing job market.
Surrounded by a bipartisan group of lawmakers at a technical school in Denver, Polis acknowledged that high school diplomas are no longer tickets to good middle-class jobs. He says the Office of Future of Work will help prepare residents for jobs in a world that is increasingly turning to automation and temporary positions. It's the second office Polis has created this year to address an issue. His first was the Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare. Democratic State Senator Nancy Todd is a fan of the trend.
Governor Polis is a mover shaker, and he looks at things in a non-conventional way, and that to me is a benefit.
The governor's office didn't immediately provide the cost of the new office. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Former public lands managers are heaping criticism on a Trump administration plan to move the headquarters of the nation's largest land agency from Washington to the West. 30 retired executives from the Bureau of Land Management said today moving the Bureau headquarters to Colorado and dispersing managers across other western states could lead to worse stewardship of public lands. The Interior Department, which oversees the Bureau, didn't immediately respond to an email seeking comment. A third-year cadet at the U.S. Air Force Academy faces a court-martial on a sexual assault charge. Cadet Second Class Michael T. Krotz is accused of assaulting a woman in spring of 2017. Neither Krotz nor his attorneys immediately responded to a request for a comment. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.